Micheál Lehane, certainly no lack of energy in what we heard there in that edit. Was that sustained throughout the debate?
Well, I suppose it would be difficult to, over the course of that length of a debate going on 2 hours, for that to be sustained. It definitely were lulls along the way, but I think it was one of the most energetic points of this election campaign, which of course at times itself has been lackluster. So that there certainly was a great degree of energy there, and some notable striking things as well. And I suppose chief among them really was the way in which the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leader did seem to be largely aligned, and it was the two of them really pitching their case and debating against the Sinn Féin leader. And I mean, again, categorically ruling out a coalition with Sinn Féin, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, very clear on that point once again. So, and they were, those three were the dominant figures within the debate, certainly in the opening period, possibly less so in the second half, but in the opening period, that's where the battle was being fought. It was striking too, I think, those issues around that fairly delicate balancing act of being abundant in the promise making, but also trying to be seen to be prudent. And there were some battles over figures there, especially when it came to a rainy day fund. Mary Lou MacDonald talking about the fact that Sinn Féin would run a surplus of 15 billion euro over the next 5 years. Of course, that is something that could be more detailed on when the party publishes its manifesto later. And Micheál Martin saying ultimately that the plan that he sees is to build up a war chest of about 50 billion. Simon Harris saying that 16 billion has already been set aside. I think that is going to be one of the themes in the days ahead, prudence versus promises.
And Micheál, who of those smaller parties managed to successfully work their way into the debate and maybe, you know, punch above their weight?
Well, I think certainly from the point of view of chipping in regularly, making comments that seem to knock people back on their feet, Padraig Tobin did seem to have an edge in that regard, kind of mirroring a style that he employs in the Dáil as well. Some notable comments from him were his description of Fianna Fáil, saying the party was a hollowed out husk, and as a result he felt that Aintu possibly could do business with that party after the next election, saying he could direct them because they wouldn't be as nailed down in their views on ideology and policy, something of course rejected by Fianna Fáil. There was a strong performance by Richard Boyd Barrett of People Before Profit, particularly in the second half of the debate on issues like Palestine, housing and climate. Keane O'Callaghan was the one who was put in up playing the senior game because his party leader is expecting a baby in the next few days. He was good on the issue of housing, but perhaps other parts of the debate he might have been slow to get going on. Michael Collins, striking and strong contributions on some rural issues, chipped in as well on the immigration and climate debates. They were the people probably who stood out. Roderick O'Gorman was involved in the obviously in that climate debate. Some exchanges over and back on that money that wasn't spent in the final days of the government or wasn't allocated for climate. That was interesting, and it shows that there could well perhaps be a degree of difficulty if there are future negotiations for a programme for government when it comes to that issue of climate, despite large-scale agreement that something has to be done.
You talked about Micheál Martin and Simon Harris chipping away at each other out on the campaign trail for the past week, but last night, standing together by way of lottery, mind you, but did it add to that impression of them being a tag team, a double act, turning their firepower on Mary Lou MacDonald? And indeed, how did she respond to that?
Yeah, I think it really did. And I think that was somewhat surprising because through the day, the John McGahan controversy had been raging and Micheál Martin was taking a certain view on that that you would have thought would have irked the Fine Gael leader. But from the off, there seemed to be a sense of ceasefire about the whole thing, that truce brokered in Killorgan. Even if there was a sense on Saturday that Micheál Martin had been lassoed perhaps into that handshake in a way the Puck Fair goat is lassoed each summer before he becomes the king of Killorgan town. But it was certainly a case that when that debate got rolling, it was those two leaders with aligned views against Sinn Féin. And I think Mary Lou MacDonald was well able for that. Again, it kind of reverted to what you see in the Dáil on a regular basis. Her countercharges that the two parties have a sense of entitlement for government, something they rejected. Micheál Martin saying Mary Lou MacDonald was anti-state. Her party was anti-state for most of the last 100 years. But there certainly is a clear dividing line there. there that has emerged now, and there's no ambiguity about that. I suppose there is also the reality, though, that if there is to be an alternative, does it one way or the other in the end have to involve two of the three blocks of now the medium-sized parties, and how would that be bridged after the election if there isn't a clear path to power, another way of doing it, of forming a government?
Stay with the Greens for a minute, and maybe this is something meriting further analysis. A comment, I think, by Roderick O'Gorman, where he talked about having to battle hostility at times. And I think his reference there was to, well, was it around the cabinet table or during his time in government?
Yes, and Roderick O'Gorman is setting out a message that it wasn't easy and it was difficult, but that the Greens were the most effective party in there when it comes to implementing policy. And again, citing that most recent battle where he wanted more money drawn down for the climate, which wasn't agreed to, he says this is the emergency, this is the time where that has to be done. So there is a dynamic there where the Greens say they were the edgy ones within the government. I suppose what was striking too was the response from Micheál Martin at one point, where he did say that the government was the one that he claimed to have moved the dial politically on climate, but there seemed to be something of a sideswipe. Although saying the government worked well together, he said the Greens had a tendency to hector people and it was their way or no way.
We saw that the hostility between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael directed at Sinn Féin. Was there evidence of that type of hostility flying in any other direction in terms of people looking or parties looking at other parties towards future formation of government?
Well, when it comes to the future formation of government, I suppose some things are clear, even though if they're clear in the context of people not voting yet, and I suppose things can always become more fluid in the aftermath of that. But that is that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael won't do business with Sinn Féin, they say afterwards, because they can't on policy grounds. And then when it comes to others, Richard Boyd Barrett, clear that his party won't prop up a government with either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. That view shared by Joan Collins. And then there is that big question of the Labour Party and what would they do after the next election. I suppose that's relevant because they're seen as the ones who are being wooed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, perhaps. And Ivana Bacic seemed to go further in her language about this importance, as she's placing it, on having a centre-left alliance or this platform with the Social Democrats and the Green Party, and how those talks would be the first ones before her party would do anything, and seeming to indicate that perhaps Labour would only jump if everyone jumped together on that front. All the other groupings seemed open to the possibility of doing business with one another afterwards if it was necessary, although Padraig Tobin said while he would look to talk to Fianna Fáil, he wouldn't speak to Fine Gael.
All right, Micheál Hann, thank you, and lots more to come on General Election 2024.